Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets with Rich Peterson, hey, that's me, we're going to talk about how to grow your TikTok following. How do you get more followers? How do you become famous on TikTok? I might just know a thing or two about starting that process, but first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm stoked about sharing with you guys something that I've been having just so much fun doing. So one thing that's really interesting is that a lot of times, I'm struggling with my lights today. A lot of times when people come at me for like focusing on TikTok, they're like, that's a distraction. That's not the place that you should be focusing. And honestly, like at this point, I'm kind of done arguing with people who say like you shouldn't be on TikTok, because for me, it's become not just a place where I build my business, but also a place where I'm really having a ton of fun. It brings out the best side of me. It is enjoyable. It stretches me every single day. It gives me some quick wins. So I personally absolutely love TikTok, but if you're going to be on it, you might as well grow your following. So how do you grow your following? Well, there's a lot to it, and I'm really, really happy because there's everything from the advanced side of the algorithm, which I'm going to be explaining on my YouTube channel. So make sure that you head on over to my YouTube channel and you are subscribed to it. It's just under Rachel Peterson as well. But there's the advanced side of it with the algorithm. There's the simple side, simple luck and going viral, hitting the For You page, accumulating hundreds of thousands of random followers overnight. There's all kinds of different ways that followers can grow. And I'm going to share with you guys the simplest and easiest way to grow your following, especially if you don't have tons of time or a team to dedicate towards this. I'll share with you a couple different ways that you could grow your following. Actually, you know what? We're just going to skip those for now. We're just going to go right into the simplest ways to grow your following on TikTok. At the time of recording this, this is kind of mind-blowing, but my TikTok following was at, I want to say, like 37 or 38,000, just a few, 34,000 just a month ago, 28 days ago to be exact. And today as I wake up, my TikTok following is at 69,000. So I've grown by 35,000 followers organically without any bots, without paying for ads for myself, without growth hacking, without really doing much outbound engagement. So I'm going to share with you what's been working for me. And I know that on some level, it'll work for you as long as you commit and don't give up. Well, it's tricky. So the first probably week to month of being on TikTok is a little bit awkward. The first time you're making a real push to actually put out good content that gets picked up. It's just uncomfortable. It gets more and more comfortable over time. You start to know what to look for. You have a gut feeling about a video. But at first it's going to be uncomfortable. So just know that as you kind of make this goal of growing. But what I have found that works really, really well is to first and foremost research my target market. Who is it that I want to reach? So let's say, for example, I was a fitness expert, which, by the way, if you're a fitness expert listening to this, we got to talk, because I would love to get you on TikTok. There's a few other industries that I really want to get onto TikTok, including the beauty industry, like a client in that. I think that would just be absolutely a blast. So the beauty industry, fitness industry, home, like renovation services, decoration, and like a chef, a successful chef. So if you're one of those, make sure that you head over to my website and apply to work with me, because I would love to blow you up on TikTok. I think that'd be so fun. But you're gonna study, so let's say I was a chef, you're gonna study what hashtags your ideal market is most likely using. Maybe let's say it is, did I say chef? I'm sorry, fitness. If I'm in fitness, I'm going to study the hashtags and I'm going to think, okay, what is my person going to use? Maybe they're going to use hashtag busy mom, hashtag body goals, hashtag New Year's resolution, hashtag. And so I'm going to sit there and come up with a whole list of all these hashtags that they're most likely to use. Then I'm going to spend some time studying the trends on my For You page and my competitors' feeds, like what they're creating and what my ideal audience is creating. So if I wanted to reach single moms, I'm going to use the hashtag single moms, search for single moms, find out what content is performing, and then create content based on what is trending for them. Now, you're going to do your own rendition of the trends and challenges that you see either in your For You or based on your research. And this is the really, really challenging part. You are going to create 3 to 5 videos per day. Now, anyone who tells you that you need to create less videos per day to grow massively, they're crazy. Like, if I had a little more time in my day, I would create 10 to 20 videos per day. I kid you not. Because every time that I release 3 videos in a day, one of them is going to go pretty viral, semi-viral, mini-viral. If I release 5 videos in a day, one of them is very likely to reach hundreds of thousands because it pushes me to create just a few more than what I'm comfortable with. And TikTok likes seeing that we're putting content out there. So usually a couple of videos in a day, if I do 5, will go viral. And that's pretty neat. Now, if I keep that pattern up, if you keep that pattern up for, let's say, a week or two, one of them is most likely you're gonna hit something. You're gonna find something that works. And that one is gonna be the one that brings you the majority of your followers. So that's what I do. It's not sexy. There's work involved. I wish that there was an easier shortcut, but I've heard people talking about these like automation services and bots. I wouldn't touch it with a 20-foot pole. TikTok is actually stricter than Facebook and Instagram have been in the past. They deactivate accounts left and right. So I wouldn't mess with that at all. Anyone who promises that they can grow you faster, be very, very, very careful, because it honestly comes down to understanding how the platform works and how to merge your content into the platform and then being consistent. Now, if you're a little disappointed because you're not seeing the results that you want, stick with the 3 to 5 videos per day, every single day for several weeks, and watch how your understanding of what videos hits changes. Start to identify, okay, this one did a little better. What was good about that? What did I do well? What was right? Don't just keep doing the same thing. And here's a massive tip. If you're creating the same kind of content that you're creating for YouTube or for Instagram, and it's exactly the same, or repurposed, it's just not gonna hit the way that it needs to. TikTok is a different beast. You have to be creating content specifically for TikTok. So I will catch you guys in the next episode. Hope you enjoyed this. Oh, and if you head on over to rachelpeterson.com/show notes, you'll find the link to my free Facebook group, All About TikTok, as well as a link to apply to work with me and my amazing team directly, especially if you want to get into TikTok organically or into TikTok ads. I can't wait to see you guys in the next episode, or I guess rather talk to you in the next episode. I'll catch you guys soon. Bye.